Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Jameson's here. John is a new friend. He's a wealth strategist, and he's the owner of Perpetual Financial Financing System. He's the author of The Perpetual Wealth System, Wealth Without Stocks or Mutual Funds, and he's here to share some of his ideas with us on what you and I should be doing with our money, primarily as small business owners. John Jameson, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I want, in our conversation today, I want to differentiate between employees and business owners.
Okay.
Because you've got advice on what to do about retirement plans like 401ks and those kinds of things. And I do think it's a different approach for an employee than it is for a business owner. But in general, though, I would like for you to share your basic investment philosophy, your wealth-building philosophy with us.
All right. Basic philosophy is this. First thing we do is we need to maximize the cash flow that's already coming in. Everyone, you know, talks about making more money, having more profitable years. But one of the main things they don't do is maximize the money already coming in their life. And you do that by trying to plug up or at least slow down the four main wealth drains that we all have in our life. Be you employee or employer, you deal with them differently, but they're still wealth drains. And the first wealth drain is income taxes. Second wealth drain is interest paid to lending institutions, which can be staggering over a period of time. Third one is market losses. So I tell people, hey, would you have more money today if you'd never lost any money in the stock market? And, of course, they'd laugh and say, oh, God, yes, I'd have so much more money. Well, there's no law, Jim, that says that you have to lose money in the stock market. It's not preordained that has to happen.
Right.
Fourth drain loss, wealth drain that almost nobody talks about, and it's very important for business owners, is depreciation on assets. Now, for the average American, the biggest asset they're going to have besides their home that they live in is usually automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And if you in the automobile, you're going to lose more money on automobiles than the average American's ever able to put away for retirement.
That's so a good
we can
point.
We can show businesses how to recapture lost appreciation, not only on that piece of equipment, but other pieces of equipment. If you do those four things, reduce those four things, or stop them when you can, you're going to dramatically affect how much more money you have at the end of your days.
That's a really good point. I mean, if you buy a $50,000 car, in 30 months, it's worth 20.
Yep.
And that was a pretty expensive ride for the average person, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. It was a lot more money than their 401k or whatever.
So let's talk about that, because the depreciation part for the average American now business owners understand depreciation. The average American probably doesn't so much because it's not really a part of their tax planning so much. But the way you approach it is a little bit different. So what would you have them do to get to minimize the depreciation?
Well, one of the if just go back to something everybody understands, because business owners got a lot of them too, is cars. All right. So the first thing, and this is nothing revolutionary, you've all heard before, that hey, don't buy a new car. What I'll tell people is, look, if you really want to have the new car, go ahead and buy the new car, but have an idea that you're going to hold on to that car for 7 or 8 years.
Oh yeah.
That's the only way that you don't get murdered. If you're going to be driving a new car every 2 or 3 years, it's just the quickest way to drain every nickel out of your pocket. That's number one. Is if you're going to buy new, hold for a while.
I have one 11. And another 8 and another 06.
Yeah, I do the same thing. If I'm going to buy new, which sometimes I do, sometimes
and
I don't.
And the 11, I've owned for a year.
Yeah, that's right, because you bought it a few years old.
Yeah, and now the other two I bought new, the 08 and the 06, we bought new.
Uh-huh.
We're still driving
them.
I've done it both.
When you buy the car that's a couple of years old, you get a lot of about 50% of the depreciation out of it, number one. So you're automatically starting. So instead of that $50,000 car you're talking about, now you're at $20,000 or $25,000. The other person took most of that depreciation.
Here's another thing I stick in there on cars. Well, this, and I know we're spending time on cars, and you think, well, what's that got to do with stocks, folks? This is important. This is the point he's making. The point John's making is, it's, you know, you can't build wealth if you're leaking money. If you're leaking
cash, it's all money. That's right.
And so,
it's all money.
So one thing to do is find a car that holds its value before you buy it. Don't go nuts on the part on the dealer lot and get all worked up about, you know, about owning this particular car. Buy a car that holds its value. Buy a car that has a good maintenance rating. My cars don't spend a lot of time in the shop. I buy good cars, yeah. Cars that hold up.
Yeah, very important. And the next thing to do, once you've decided, you know, what car you're going to be reasonable with, is to, what I tell people, is self-finance it when you can. So in other words, if you found that $25,000 car, the average American is going to walk into the dealership, and they're going to finance it either through their own bank or through the bank, through the dealership. Now, you know, you go ahead and do that. Now you're making payments for the next, you know, 5-6 years. So meanwhile, they have money sitting in a bank account, usually at 0.25%.
Right.
So what if we took that money, bought the car, but instead of letting it sit there, which everyone else does, say, well, I pay cash for cars, well, that's great. But what if you structured a payment back to yourself?
That's right.
Just like you were the bank.
Pay yourself the same interest rate as you're going to pay the bank.
That's right. $250 a month, something like that, structure payment you can live with. And now here's what you've done now. You did that at the end of the 5 years. Okay, so you bought that $25,000 car. 5 years later, it's now worth, who knows, you know, 10, 11, 5, who knows. But at the end of that 5 year period, you've got all that money back plus the interest, so you've recaptured the depreciation,
right.
Plus you picked up interest that you were going to have to pay Bank of America anyways, and you've got more money.
And now you got a big down payment on your next car.
That's right. You can pay cash for the next one and keep repeating that process.
Mm-hmm.
And the best account to do that out of is an investment-grade life insurance policy. So open up a high cash value life policy, borrow the money out, set yourself up with a payment back. The money still grows. It's all tax-free. You got access to it with no.
But that takes
no
time.
Penalty.
That takes time to build up cash in an insurance policy.
No, it doesn't. Not an investment grade one.
Oh, so okay.
You can have 75-80% cash value day one, which means you borrow most of that money out. You do what you want to do with it. You pay it back with interest, and it grows, and it grows significantly, and it's sheltered. It's got guarantees to it.
Who do we talk to about investment grade policies? Because that's not your insurance agent. Is your regular insurance agent going to offer that?
No, they won't have it. They'll look at you like a deer in headlights.
Right. How do we find those?
You can find them through me, for starters. We write them all over the country. We're licensed in about 25 states.
Who else? You're fine, but what's another example? Not a person,
well,
but another.
What you're going to have to do.
A financial advisor?
You could try a financial advisor. What I just described to you, Jim, is a very unique beast, right? So when you go to your average insurance agent or financial advisor, They might have an idea. What you need to do is tell them a couple things. Say, look, I want a policy that has 70-80% cash value day one. That's going to get rid of a lot of them.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break. First, when we come back, we're going to talk about. I want John to talk to us about small business owners and what they should do with their money. Both of those nickels you got to rub together. 20 after. The book is called Wealth Without Stocks or Mutual Funds by John Jameson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.